Dundalk, man, just Stephen Kenny here, and he's all delighted. I can see him smiling here. You're very much deserved. So it was a fantastic win.
Yeah, it was a fantastic win, really. It was a game, Shelbourne at home. They've been in good form of late. Johnny Mac has really got them playing well lately and some good results. So to come and score five like that was hard to predict, or hard to believe. And the quality of the goals was special. Special night for the Dundalk fan to come here and sit through that first half and see the quality of them goals, because you wouldn't see them anywhere. It was absolutely outstanding technical ability. And they're great goals and great night.
But that's a great credit to you and your coaching staff. I mean, the way the goals went in, I mean, it's a superb and superb. And I don't know who trained Curtis Bourne to score from the halfway line, because it's like David Beckham against Wimbledon.
Yeah, you can't coach that. I think, to be fair, we last week was a game against Trotter, a scrappy match. We came out the right side, we battled to win. Today was all about, technical excellence. The players are really passing the ball and showing really great technique in their shooting and their passing and their crossing. And the weight of pass was exceptional. A bit of his first touch. The running, Darren Meenan could have had a hat-trick and he didn't get one. The goalkeeper pulled off some great saves in the first half from him. He had the goals from Richie Tell, Pat Hoban, Andy Boyle again, textbook header, and then Curtis Bourne. The piece of resistance then at the end with from his own half, scoring from his own half, which is an incredible goal.
The season gets better and better. You're in the semi-final of the Cup. How does it feel?
Well, quite muted actually in the dressing room. It wasn't the euphoric dressing room again, because we're saying second half could have been better. We let ourselves...
Did you give the players a hard time talking to them maybe about the second half performance?
No, maybe I should have. I had a cup of tea at half time, which is a rare thing to have 5-0 up. It doesn't happen very often. I said to Noel, it's very rarely you're 5-0 up at half time. We're going to sit down and have a cup of tea now and just enjoy that moment. But I think we knew that Shells, to be fair, they came back against us before here a few weeks ago. And, when we were two up and made a good game for us, and they'd done the same to Rovers recently, so we knew they'd put it up to us. So we could have done better in the second half. But I think the main thing for me was that I know that I'm missing a few players next week against Rovers, so I'm trying to piece together what sort of way we'll play. So I was looking at different configurations and so forth. I was thinking the match ahead, probably second half. And I think, we have to basically make sure we're right next week, and we have to get the balance of the team right. So we have a bit of work to do in training this week, and we have to make sure we're right going into Cork, because we'll get a right game down there.